Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Samaches, and we are on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, and today we get into some, wouldn't call it Agadata, but after we finish up the Inyanim that we're in, we have some other Agadic statements as we will get into. But first, we're still in the Sugya on Samach Zayin Amid Beis. If you remember, we're speaking about the Halacha of Shiluach Min HaMachaneh, being sent out of the camps, the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, the beginning of Parshat Sefer Bamidbar, to send out all the Tveim from the camps, the three Machanos, as described in Rashi Al HaTorah, and described in the Mishnayos in the first Perek of Maseches Kelim, where we describe that out of the most inner Machaneh, all Tmeim are sent out of the Machaneh Shechina, specifically though Tamemes. Tamemes goes out of the Machaneh Shechina, though in certain senses it is the most Chamur Tuma, but for Shiluach Ben Machaneh it is the lightest, and it's just said out of one camp. Out of two camps, out of Machaneh Levia also is Zav Zava Yoledes and Mitzora, and the those have that have Tumah Hayotzi Alav Migufo, and then out of all three camps is the Mitzora as well. That is Badad Yeshev, and we had a Machlokas yesterday whether that is only an Aseh, is that considered a Los Aseh, is there Malkus? That was the Machlokas Amoraim that we had yesterday, which turned out into a Machlokas Tanoim. When we said Tanoihi, we mentioned the Rambam and Rashi have a Machlokas, does that Isser apply? Is there Malkus for a Mitzora that enters a walled city? Right, that is a not Yerushalayim. That was a machlokas to the Rambam who said no, and Rashi who said yes. So that was the three level, three tiered halacha that we learned. Why do we get into that? Shiluach ben Machaneh, because that was the one of the sources that was brought for Tuma Dechuya Bitzibur when it comes to Pesach et Tamid. One of the two sources Reish Lakish brought that source of Shiluach ben Machaneh, an extra phrase in the pasuk, to teach me the halacha of Tuma Dechuya or Hutra. We're not taking a stand on that sugya yet. That's Beshem later on. Bitzibur, that Karmen Pesach and the Karmen Tamid are brought even when there are Tuma problems. Right? One of the sources was Shiluach ben Machaneh. That's how we got into this. The first source was the one the Rabbi Yochanan quoted, the more well-known source of Ish Nitchel Pesach Sheni Vein Sibur Nidach el Pesach Sheni. Only an individual is Nidche and not a Sivur. So that's how we got into this whole discussion. And in that discussion, we had to figure out which was more Chamor, which was more Kal, to know what was the extra phrase in the Pasuk. So finishing up that Sugya, we are now on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. We'll start with Amar Mar, about 12 lines up for the bottom. Amar Mar quoting the Brisa from before. Zav Vichol Zav Larabos Balkeri. So the extra phrase of Vichol Zav included a Balkeri. We needed to say this because we needed a Kal Vachomer to explain how a Mitzora is more Chomer than Zav. And we ended up saying, well, a Mitzora is not more Chomer than Zav because a Zav is Ose Mishkav Umoshav and a Mitzora is not. So how does the Kal Vachomer work? So he said, okay, you're right, Zav doesn't really mean Zav. Zav means a Balkeri, and a Mitzora is more Chomer than a Balkeri, because a Balkeri, someone who has a natural emission, not a sickness, so that he is not Ose Mishkav Umoshav. And therefore, the Mitzora is more Chomer than he, and that's why the Limud earlier worked. Mesaila, the Rabbi Yochanan, but once we quote this, that is Zav, includes a Balkeri, it's a proof to it's a support of Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Mechilos Lonis Kadshu, Ubalkeri Mishtaleh Chus L'Shtei Machanos. Rashi says, it just so happens that when Rabbi Yochanan gave Shir, he said these two statements together. There is no connection between these two statements. The one that's important for us is the second statement. But what are the two statements? Number one, Mechilos, the tunnels underneath Harabayas, underneath the base of Megdash, do not have Kedusha. The Kedusha is only from the ground up and not underneath. And Mechilos Lonis Kadshu, that's one statement that he said. And the other statement was, related to us, a Balkeri is sent out of two Machanos, meaning a Balkeri is like a Zav. So that's what we said. V'chol Zav is the Rabbos of Balkeri, just like a Zav is sent out of two Machanos, so too, the Balkeri is sent out of two Machanos. Halacha l'maisa, that's why in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody had mikvahs all over the place. Kohanim had mikvahs in their houses, because every time a husband and wife were together, he became a Balkeri. He's got to go to the mikvah before he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why, so that's a siyuwa to Rabbi Yochanan. The Tosfos Rid here says, no, there's a connection between these two. It's not just two separate statements. There's a connection between the two. A Balkeri is Nishlach Mishalosh Machanos. But what happens if a Kohen becomes a Balkeri? What does the Mishnah? Mishnayos describe at the beginning of Maseches Tamid? The Mishnayos describe, and Midos also describe it, that the Kohen, there were special tunnels that the Kohen left and went out, and there were fires along the way, and he came to the mikvah that was underneath, that he stayed there till the morning. So that explains Balkaria. Balkaria is Tamei, and that's why he had to go through the tunnels, and the tunnels were in Iskandish. And that's why there's a connection between the two. Mechilas on Iskanshu, and that's the why Rav Yochanan put these two together. You might say, oh, how can a Balkari go into the tunnels? He has to be Nishlach. He's got to be fast. The answer is no. Mechilas on Iskanshu. And therefore, it is okay. Also, Halacha Lamaisa, they're doing a lot of archaeology right now underneath the Kotel Plaza. And tons, like the whole area there, if you look underneath from the back of the Kotel Plaza and you look go under, it's all being excavated. They're finding unbelievable things there. So how far in can they go? Or is that Mechilos? Maybe they don't have to be worried as much. Mechilos lo niskatshu, only above you got to be worried about Kedushas Har HaBayis. But underneath, it could be in certain areas, Mechilos lo niskatshu. Related to what we said yesterday, but we didn't get up to it in full yet, but in general, halacha l'maisa, does the halacha of shiluach min hamachane apply bizman hazeh or not? That was a discussion of the Minchas Chinuch that we saw yesterday. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak of Maseches Brachos and the Avayim Abayis, whether there's a mitzvah bizman hazeh of shiluach min hamachane, whether the Isurim apply. Kedushas Har HaBayis for sure applies today. This is our bias. Thomas Mace. We are Tommy Mace, and we can't go on to all the way in. Though there's a rivet that seems to say there's no kares if one does that. But in general, we've asked that one cannot go in. But in terms of the mitzvah of shiluach, is that, if somebody's a Zav, and they know they're in a city that used to be walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, right, is there any kiyum for them to go out of that city, bizman hazeh? That's a discussion between Rashi and Tosfos there in the beginning of Maseches Brachos. One other question, and that is Tosfos right here. Tosfos says, 1 minute. The Mechilos, the underground tunnels, were not Niskandish. Didn't we have a Gemara in Maseches Vachim that asks when David HaMelech sanctified, when he bought the land from Aravna Hayavusi, and he sanctified the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara wonders how far down did David HaMelech sanctify it. The Gemara there had the question, if a Kohen stands in the Beis HaMikdash after he took out a tile, and he stood on the ground, is that okay? What was David HaMelech Niskadesh? And the Gemara's maskana there, meaning, was he Niskadesh the upper floor or also further down? And the maskana there was, the Chikadesh David Ritzpa ad Aris Tahoma Kadesh. He was Mekadesh, he sanctified it. That's why we call it Mizbar Shir Chanukas HaBayis LaDavid. David didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. What are we calling it David's house for? Shlomo built it. The answer is he sanctified. He was Mekadesh the Ritzpa. And that's why he gets the credit. He wanted to be Mekadesh. He wanted to build it. But Nassan told him Hashem didn't want him to. But the Gemara there is the Gorn Maskana there is that David sanctified it all the way down. So what do you mean Mechilos lo niskatshu? The tunnels weren't niskadesh. David was a Mekadeshit. Tosfos answers based on the Gemara later on. Well, it depends where the door was. Was all these tunnels, if the doorway was in Kodesh, so those were sanctified by David HaMelech. If the doorway was in Chol, then those were not sanctified. That's the difference between our Gemara that says, Mechilos lo niskatshu, what was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Where the doorway to get into the tunnel was outside, was in Chol. Meaning, we don't look at where the tunnel is, but where the tunnel leads to. Where the doorway is, the big Musar Haskel also. You don't always look at where you are, but where you're headed. And where you're going out, right? That determines the Kedusha. We discussed the Maharal and Shlomo Zalman in the past. The Maharal about why Yaakov Avinu was zochet to Malachim, right? When he was Vayetze Yaakov, he had the dream. He was in the middle of Yerushalayim. He's already seeing the Malachi Chutzlaris come down. He's still in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, right? The answer is because he's already thinking about going to Chutzlaris. The Malachim are coming down already. He's coming back from Lavan, the Machanoim, the last pasuk in the Parsha. The Malachi Eretz Yisrael are already coming before he gets to Eretz Yisrael because that's his direction. No, you don't only go by position. Okay, we continue. Meisve, is this really true that a Balkari has the same status as a Zav regarding Shiluach? He said that of the two Machanos. Meisve, Balkari, Kamaga Sheretz. Balkari is like, the Bryce has one line, a Balkari, the Mishnah actually, it's the Mishnah still in Zavim. A Balkari is like someone who touches a Sheretz. In what way? My lav l'machanosan. Doesn't this mean regarding sent out of the machaneh? And somebody who touches a sheretz is only sent out of one machaneh. So maybe if Baal Keri 2 is only sent out of one machaneh, so he's not like a zav. So lo l'tumasav. No, it just means regarding their tumah. They're both the same level of tumah. So the Gemara says, l'tumasam, hay tumas erik sibbe, vay tumas erik sibbe. It's a pasuk in Chumash. You know, they're both tummy for a day. So you don't need the Mishnah to tell me that. The pasuk tells me they're both tummy for a day. Elo lav l'machanosam. It must be, no, it's regarding machaneh. So we're back to the original question. A Baal Keri is not like a zav. So the Gemara says, lo, la'olam l'tumasam. Really, it's regarding their tumah. Aye, the pasuk in Chumash, about the one day, v'hakamash v'lan, to Baal Keri kemagasheretz. So this is what the chiddush is, that a Baal Keri is like someone who touches a sheretz, ma magasheretz betami ba'ones, af Baal Keri betami ba'ones. Just like a magasheretz is betami, even if he was just sitting there and the sheretz fell on him, it was against his will, so to a Baal Keri is betami ba'ones, even though it was against his will. You're right, the later re'ios, if there's a shiloh, if he's going to become a zav, those we do bedikos. Like the Mishnah says at the beginning of Zavin, b'shiva drachim, both kines hazav. We do the checks if there's any other excuse why he became tame. Machal, mishte, all the cases. But a Baal Keri, the first time, is zavi ba'ones. That's what it means in its comparison to sheretz. Good. Meisve, we try again. Boel nida ketame meis. Someone who is boel nida, someone who lives with a nida, is also, that's one of the avos atumos. Also based on a pasuk in Chumash, kitame meis. Someone who's boel nida is also like a tame meis. In what way? This was the next line of that Mishnah. Lamai. Ilema l'tumasam. Is this to tell him, teach me, it's tumah. Hai tumas shivak sivbe, vai tumas shivak sivbe. That's also, we know that already. It's a pasuk. Tame for 7 days. There is an amazing discussion in Maseches Nida. If you remember, there was a Rishash in Maseches Nida that, based on a Gemara in Nida, that discussed the possibility, and based on a Gemara there, that a Boel Nida is only Tamei like the Nida. Yala Laragla, meaning, let's say the Nida is on her 6th day of being a Nida, so maybe a Boel Nida shall only be Tamei for 2 days. Because that's all the Nida has left. And he can't be worse than a Nida. Or if it's on day 3, so whatever it is, 5 days left. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. That's an amazing Havit. What's the Havit mean and what's the Maskana? When a Nida is tummy for 7 days, is that straight, same level of Tumah, and boom, at the end it dissipates and it disappears? Or do we say no, that it's going down every day and it's getting less and less every day until the end? How do we look at a 7-day Tumah? Tumah Meis. We know a tummy mace sprinkled on day 3 and day 7. After the first sprinkling of the ashes, is he less tummy now? Is the person less tummy after day 3, after day 6? Is the counting of a tara process, does that go down each time, or is that everything is equal? Boom, until the end. Right, when a woman can't shivinakiyim, many Rishonim use the lashon that when a woman does a hefsek tara to start her shivinakiyim, that already changes her chazaka right then. During Shiva Nikiyim, she's already has a cheskas tara somewhat, and she has to make it stronger, so to speak. But again, in all these cases, so but Baal Nida Lamaisa, we know it's tummy for 7 days, no matter when he lives with a nida. So what does it mean, Baal Nida Ketame Meis? Does it mean that he is tame for 7 days like a tame mace? That can't be. We know that already. Ela lav la machanosam. It must be regarding machanosam, that a Baal Nida also goes out of only one machaneh, like a tame mace, like all of us today on Harabayas. Umi de seifa la machanosam, have reishanami machanosam. And if the next line of the Mishnah, the Baal Nida line, is talking about machanosam, so the previous line about Baal Keri must be talking about machanosam. And again, comparing a Baal Keri to a magasheretz and saying a Baal Keri only goes out of one machaneh, not similar to a zav, kasha on the previous line. When we say that a Baal Keri is like a zav, so the Gemara says, midi arya, is that really a proof? Hakadisa, hakadisa. No, it could be one line of the Mishnah is talking about machanosam, and one line of the Mishnah is talking about tumosam. So again, no raya. Okay, we try again. Meisve, mitzora chomer mizav, vizav chomer mitame meis. Right, in this regard, again, we keep emphasizing that. In this regard of shiluach ben amachane, a mitzora is most chomer. Mitzora is sent out more than a zav, and a zav more than a tamei meis. Yotza Baal Keri shetamei meis chomer mimenu. The last line of the Braisa, excluding a Baal Keri, because a tamei meis is more chomer than it. What is that line going on? Where is that line referring to? There are 3 cases discussed in the Braisa. Mitzora, zav, Tamei Meis, excluding. What is a Balkeri excluded from? Ma Yatza, Lav Yatza Michlal Zav. Doesn't it mean excluded from Zav? Uba Lichlal Tamei Meis, and is in the category of Tamei Meis, who is only sent out of one Machaneh. And that's the Brisa's Chiddush. Even though a Tamei Meis is more Chomer than it, in this regard, it's still only sent out of one Machaneh. To a Tamei Meis Chomer Mimenu. Because the Tamei Meis is obviously more Chomer than a Balkeri. A Tamei Meis is Tamei for 7 days. Umutter B'machaneh Leviya. And yet, both of them are Mutter in the second Machaneh. They're only sent out of one. Again, Kasha, we see in this interpretation of the Brisa, Balkeri is excluded only from one Machaneh. So the Gemara answers, Lo, Yotze mi Machaneh Tamei Meis. V'nichnas l'machane zav, it's excluded. It's not excluded from zav. It's excluded from tamei meis. That's what the Balkeri is excluded from, right? You read it. You read the Bryce says one sentence. Mitzara zav tamei meis, and the Balkeri is excluded from tamei meis. But it's not like a tamei meis. V'nichnas l'machane zav, and a Balkeri is similar to a zav, meaning excluded from the second machane as well. V'yaf agav, the tamei meis chaver mimenu umutter b'machane leviya. And even though, ironically, a tamei meis is more chamor in certain halachos, and a tamei meis is mutter in the second machane, l'may de dami le midamin le. But still, we compare a Balkeri to what it's similar to a zav, tuma yotze mehem migufam, and therefore a Balkeri is in category 2, not category 1, like a Zav and not Tamei Meis, even though in certain regards, a Tamei Meis is more Chamor than a Balkeri. Okay, that takes us in that regarding Balkeri section. One last section regarding this topic. Toni Tana Kamei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'yatza El Michutz L'Machaneh. What does this pasuk mean? He goes out of the Machaneh, Zu Machaneh Shechina. Right, 2 weeks ago's Parsha, Kiseitze. Zu Machaneh Shechina. This means this is talking about a Balkeri. If you look at the Psukim. He goes out of the Machaneh Shechina. Lo Yavo Tocha Machaneh, Lo Zu Machaneh Leviya. He goes out of Machaneh Leviya too. Mikan Le Balkeri, Shiyatza Chutz Lo Shei Machanehs. That's the Brisa that was said to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Again, what are the two phrases? One, the first phrase is, he goes out of the camp. The second phrase is, he cannot come into the camp. So the Brisa says both of those are teaching me he goes out of two machanas. Amar Leh, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says doesn't make sense in the words. Where is this guy standing? Right. What did the first pasuk say? You can't be here. Okay. He goes out. He goes out. Where was he standing? Let's say he was standing in the machanas Shechina. So he goes out to the machanas Leviya. And now what is the next phrase of the pasuk? Don't come in. So what do you mean? Don't come in. He's in already. So what do you mean? How could you say these two psukim, which are kind of going in opposite directions, are teaching me that he must go out of two camps? The first pasuk says go out. The second pasuk says don't come in. So it sounds like it's emphasizing the same place. Is it telling me he has to go out again? You have to say he has to go out again first before you say he cannot come in. So that's what Amar Leh. He's not arguing on the halachi. He's just arguing about how do you read the pasuk. Akati lo eyalte afikte. You didn't bring him into the second machaneh yet. You didn't. You're telling him to go out, or lishna achrina. It's the same thing. Akadi lo afikte eyalte. You didn't take him out yet. You bring him in. Basically, the question is: the first phrase of the pasuk says, "Don't you have to go out?" So finally, he goes out of the first machaneh, and then the pasuk should say he should go out again. But it just says, don't come in. So how do you understand that? So Ella Ema, this is how you should understand the pasuk. He's standing already in Machaneh Leviya. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Not like the Pasha of the Brisa that he's in Machaneh Shechina and you're trying to send him out of two camps. He's already in the middle Machaneh. He's standing in Machaneh Leviya. Zu Ella Ema Michus LaMachaneh, go out of the Machaneh, Zu Machaneh Leviya. Lo Yavol Tocha Machaneh, Zu Machaneh Shechina. And we're telling him, please go out from where you are, and don't go in the wrong direction. You're going further out. You're not going further in. And that's how you understand the Braisa. Maskev la Ravina, Ema, Idi v'idi l'machaneh Shechina. V'lavar la ba'aseh v'lo saseh. Maybe they're both referring to machaneh Shechina like we originally thought, and it's just an Isser Aseh and an Isser Lo Saseh, and really a Balkeri only goes out of one machaneh. So, Im Kain, Leim Akrav, V'yatza l'michos l'machaneh v'lo yavo al toch. Don't say the extra word. Hamachaneh lamali, shmamina litin lo machaneh cheres. The extra word machaneh teaches me that he has to go out of an extra, another machaneh.
Why would someone think that they would be able to go out of the Leviyah but into the Shechinah?
Right, why would somebody have thought that? I don't know, would they have thought that? Or the Pasuk is just emphasizing when you're going out, right, doesn't sound like... Right, it's a love. It's not that he would have thought that, but it's just emphasizing, don't make the wrong turn. Don't make the wrong turn. But you're right, there's no, I don't think there's a real svara to say he cannot be in Machane Leviyah and he's allowed to be in Machane Shechinah. I don't think there's a real havamina that way. I think it's just saying, you know, go out, and when I'm telling you to go out, make sure you go in the right direction. Meaning be careful. Be careful, not that you would be thinking that it's allowed, but you should just know which direction, and it's adding on a losa say to make sure of that. Okay. Umichi krava v'chulu. Next section, if you remember back in the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah Daf Samach Chayim Abeis had told us which avodos are docha Shabbos when the 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. One of them was Michui Kravav. Not only the Shechita and the Zrika, but also the cleaning out of the innards. The Michui Kravav. So what exactly does that mean? My Michui Kravav. Rafuna Amar Shem and Nakvin Besakin. You take a knife, and you stick it in the innards, and all the waste comes out in a liquefied form. Right? Because you only have a little hole. So it all comes out in a liquefied form. Rashi says it's nimchas, it's liquefied. That's the first shot of michui. Chia barav amar, shirka demaya, denafka agabduchka desakina. You put pressure with the knife, and it's the slime, it's the gook that comes out from the inside. And it's the bad stuff. It's the smelly stuff. That's why you take it out. Amar Abelazar, my taima, the Chiya Barav. Why does Chiya Barav say that Michui, where does he get it from? That it means the foul smelling stuff. Dechziv, because the Pasuk says, the charvos mechim, the ruins of the fat ones, the mechim, garim yochelu. Strangers will take part in. Meaning, so bad people will leave. So you see the word mechim means people who are going to get punished. Garim yochelu, the geirim will eat. My mash, but what does that mean? Kitim metargim Rav Yosef, as Rav Yosef, the master metargim throughout Shas. And Tosas at the beginning of Baba Kama says, it's not only because he was blind, and therefore he had to learn the Targum, because Dvarim She Balpeh, Iyatare Shalom and Bechsav, and Darsha Bechsav, Iyatare Shalom and Alpeh. That's not the reason. He was just an expert in metargim. Right, that's why. Kibbutari Rav Yosef, v'nechseyon dirishia, the assets of the wicked, tzadikai yachsunun, the righteous will inherit. So you see, the word mechim means the bad. And that's why in our Mishnah, michui krava means the bad stuff inside. Once we're darshaning that pasuk, here's the next phrase, v'ra'u kvasim kidavram, the sheep will graze as was said, kidavram. What does that mean? That's referring to Am Yisrael. That Am Yisrael will graze and get something, as was said. Amar Menashe bar Yirmiya Amar Rav Kimidu bar Bam. Like was said about them. My Kimidu bar Bam. What does that mean? Like the first half of the pasuk. Amar Abaya v'charvos mechim garim yochelu. But Am Yisrael will get something, as it said in the first half of the pasuk. Amar Le Abaya. Amar Le Rav. I'm sorry. Rav says, I don't think that's the pshat of the pasuk because there's a vav in the middle. So you can't say the second half is explaining the first half. Bishlama iksiv charvos kidaka amrit. Hashta dechsiv vicharvos milsach risi kamar. I know the second half of the pasuk must be teaching me something else. Ella amarava kidarav chananel amarav. It's like Rav Chananel says. Damar Rav Chananel amarav. Asidin. You know what this pasuk is referring to? That kidavram, like was said, asidim tzadikim sheyichdu asameisim. Tzadikim are going to do tchias ameisim in the future. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzadikim. Ksiv hacha v'ra'u kvasim kidavram, v'ksiv hasam, and it says there, in Treyasar, yiru bashan v'gilad kimei olam. Yiru, the same, right, it's like Zereshava, v'ra'u and yiru. They, bashan and gilad will be yiru, will graze kimei olam. Who is being referred to by bashan and gilad? Bashan ze Elisha, habamina bashan. Habashan is referring to Elisha, who came from Bashan. Shenemar v'yanai v'shafat bibashan. Bashan, which is from Eber HaYarden, Viksiv, Po, Elisha, Ben Shafat, Asher Yazak Mayim, Ma'idei Eliyahu. So you see, Elisha is Ben Shafat, and Shafat was in Bashan. So you see, Elisha is a reference. Bashan is a reference to Elisha. So he was one. Elisha did Tchias HaMesim. If you remember the stories in Sefer Malachim. And Gilad is Eliyahu. And Eliyahu also did Tchias HaMesim. The two people in Tanakh that did Tchias HaMesim. Shenehemar, Vayomer Eliyahu, HaTishbi, Mitoshavei HaGilad. Right? Tishbi, and... And Gilad is a reference to Eliyahu Hanavi. Why here is Elisha mentioned first? Elisha is the Talmud, Eliyahu is the Rebbe, because Elisha did Tchias HaMeisim twice, says the Marsha. He did it twice, that's why it's mentioned first. The Ben Yehoyada says, well, it's not such a chiddush that Eliyahu did Tchias HaMeisim. Why? Listen to his Lashon. Says the Ben Yehoyada, Vani Ahedyot Nirali, Ki Be'elisha Ikarabusa Tfei, B'pnei De'Eliyahu Kodim Shebala Olam Azeh, Hayamalach Bashamayim. V'yacharkach ala besara Bashamayim v'chazal lios malach sham. V'kiva daya tchilas o malach v'sof o malach ein baza chidish kol kach she'ech yes ha-meisim. Kasher haya be'elisha. Elisha shaya adam yuludi shah mamash. V'lakach hiktim es Elisha. That's what he says. He says Eliyahu is a malach. So anyways, that's why he, Elisha is the bigger chidish. Okay. And then he quotes his son who says, well, maybe Eliyahu did it bischus the door. If you look at the psukim, well, Elisha did it in his own schus. He was able to be Mechaya himself. Okay. We know that there were other people in history that also, the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah, Kam Rabbi Shachti Reb Zera, and Rabbi did Tchias HaMeisim, right? There were other Tanaim, Amoraim that were involved in this. That is the, what is said. In Magalias HaShash here, he quotes the Arizal did Tchias HaMeisim a few couple of times. What is mentioned. Good. It says here that Eliyahu is Mitoshave Gilad. Simple question. What Shevet was Eliyahu from? That is a major machlokas. It's fascinating. Bracious Rabbah in Parashat Vayetze has a machlokas whether Eliyahu was from Shevet Binyamin Gilad or Shevet Gad. That was the shaila between Machlokas in the Medrash. The Gemara in B'Metzia, Dafkuf Yudalid, somebody comes over to Eliyahu Anavi and says, are you a Kohen? What are you doing in the Beis HaKvaris? The Gemara in B'Metzia, Kuf Yudalid, if he was a Kohen, we know what Shevet he was from. And Tosfos there discusses, if he was a Kohen, how did he do Tchias, how did he touch the dead body in order to become, he became Tamei Meis? So Tosfos says, well, he knew he was going to be Mechaya Meis, so he wasn't really dead. So that's why he was only mostly dead, right? So he was wasn't totally dead. So that's why he but the Gemara there obviously assumes that he was from Shevet Levi. And different discussions. If it was the same neshama as Pinchas, the Radvaz writes in a tshuva, so maybe also. Either way, it's very interesting that it's not 100% clear which Shevet Eliyahu Hanavi was from. Which Shevet? Okay, but he was definitely called Mitoshavei Gilad. Good. The Marsha also has one other ha'ara here and says, Bashan and Gilad are both in Chutz La'aretz, to emphasize that Tchias HaMeisim is even happening from Chutz La'aretz. There's going to be the Gilgal Mechilos, they're going to roll, but that's the emphasis. Weiter, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Yonasan, Asidim Sadikim Sheyichyu Meisim, second by law, and the Sadikim are going to be Mechaya Meisim, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah, Od Yeshvu Zakeinim Uzakeinos Berchavos Yerushalayim, the elders will sit in Yerushalayim, the Ish Mish Anto Biyado Merov Yamim, and a man will be walking with his cane, because he'll be so old, and it'll be a great bracha of Arichas Yamim. When a person gets old and he gets a cane, you should realize, it's a keem of this Pasuk, Viksiv, Visamta Mish Anti Apnei Anar, and the same Pasuk is used by Tchias HaMeisim there in Malachim Beis. He put his staff on the nar, and he was Mechaya Meisim. Period. Ula Rami, Ula has the following contradiction. Ksiv Bilam Avos Lanetzach, the famous pasuk. The pasuk says that the bracha is, the tefillah is that death will cease. Bilam Avos Lanetzach. Viksiv Ki Anar Ben Mea Shana Yamos. He'll be very old. Children will be even 100 years old. So will death cease totally? Or will people just live a long time? Lo kasha kam b'Yisrael kam ba'akam. Depends if Jew or idol worshippers. Right, idol worshippers are going to live a long time? So what are they living a long time for? Right, if you say the Jews live forever, so d'chsiv v'amdu zarim v'ra'ut zonachem. They're going to serve. They're going to shepherd your sheep. Uvnei nechar ikarechem v'karmehechem. They'll be your sharecroppers. They'll work for you. Therefore, they'll also be zoche to a long life. Rav Chisda Rami, Ksiv, V'chat, once we're talking about different psukim about the future. So we continue. Ksiv, V'chat, for Halavana, Ubosha, Hachama. The pasuk says that the sun and the moon literally will be embarrassed. What does that mean? That they won't be needed so much. Because the Ziv Hashchina will be shining and they won't be needed. And the other pasuk says, "V'ha'ya ar halavana karachama, v'arachama yeshivatayim kar shivasayamim." No, the sun and the moonlight will be even greater than it is now. So, which is it? Is there going to be great sun and moonlight or not? Lo kasha kam la olam abba, kam li yemos ha-mashiach. All depends in Olam Haba or Yemos HaMashiach. See, Rashi is on both sides of the page here. In Olam Haba, that's where there'll only be the Ziv Zohar Marash Shechina. Yemos HaMashiach, it'll be great. Yemos HaMashiach, it'll be great. As we'll see soon. Ule Shmuel Damar, but according to Shmuel, who says, In bein olam hazeh lo yemos hamashiach al shivim malchus bilvad, the line of Shmuel, which is quoted in the Rambam, that there's no difference between olam hazeh and yemos hamashiach, except that Jews will not be subjugated, life will continue, business as usual. So according to him, Michael Amemar, so how could you, what does the pasuk mean that there'll be supernatural sun and moonlight? Idi vi idi lo olam haba. According to him, they're both olam haba. V'lo kasha kan b'machane shchina kan b'machane tzadikim. What does that mean? One is the more intense area of where God's presence is present, and one is the Machane Tzadikim. Okay, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, which we're not going to get spend so much time on, because the Rambam says we shouldn't spend so much time on, and that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Rambam writes clearly in Hilchas Tshuva and in other places, Olam Haba, what does Haba mean? Does it mean in the future? Says the Rambam, no. Olam Haba means that every person will go there in the future, but it's a place that exists now. It's Olam Haba for each human, but it's there now. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Zesh, the end of Perakhes, Zesh, Akara Oso Chachamim, Olam Haba, Lo Mipnei She'enu Matsui Ata. Not because it's not here now. It's not that the world will cease to exist at a certain point in the future, said the Rambam, and then Olam Haba will come. No, ain't a davar kein. Ela harihu matsui va'omeid. Shenemar asher tzafanta pa'alta. Ve'lo karuhu Olam Haba. Ela mebreisha osan hachayim ba'in lo la'adam acher chayi olam hazeh. She'anu kayamim bo beguf v'nefesh. Ve'zehu hanimsa l'chol adam barishona. Right, our Olam Haba is Mu'utat, called Yisrael, Yeshlam Chelech, Yeshlohem, doesn't say will be a Chelech Olam Haba. Right, it's Yeshlohem right now. A Chelech in Olam Haba. Right, remember the Gemara in Ksubis, Ayin Zayin, right, Yeshua ben Levi and some other Amaram, when the Malach HaMavis came, he said, can you please show me my portion in Olam Haba? Right now. And he showed, the Malach HaMavis showed it to them. Their portion is right now. Olam Haba, the Ravid is not so convinced of this, but this is the Rambam Shita, both in El Chashuva and in Sefer Malachim. What is Olam Haba? The Rambam writes, it is a place that is not physical at all. Both there, in El Chashuva, and the Rambam writes also, in the end of Sefer, in the end of the Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Malachim, the Rambam says, Yemos HaMashiach comes first, but then after Olam Haba, is totally not physical. He passed like Shmuel. First, there'll be a mevaser. There'll be a great tzaddik Mashiach who will bring everybody close to Hashem. And then there'll be Yemos HaMashiach. And then there'll be after Olam Haba v'chulu. And the Rambam says, though, actually, before we get to there, the Ramban, though, in Shar HaGmul, holds that no, Olam Haba might be a physical existence, but just without physical needs. Right? Ein bo lo achila v'lo shesia. So if it's not physical, obviously there's not going to be any eating or drinking or sleeping. The Rambam says, no, it's going to be physical, but we're not going to have any physical needs. Okay, either way, there's a discussion exactly what Olam Haba is. The Vilna Gaon, we pointed this out, the Vilna Gaon quotes the Machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam says Olam Haba is afterwards, and the Rambam says Olam Haba is Olam HaTchiyah, that after Tchiyas HaMesim. Anyway, the Grug likes to think that the Rambam is right based on a tefillah we say every Shabbos morning. That Olam Haba is earlier, right before Tchiyas HaMesim. Why is that? We said every Shabbos morning, what do we say? Enk Erkecha Hashem Elokeinu Ba'olam Hazeh. Ve'en Zulascha Makinu L'chei Ha'olam Haba. Eves Belcha Golden Mas HaMashiach. Ve'en Tavad Chamashinu L'chiyas HaMesim. Says the Grug, goes in order. Olam Haba is an earlier stage. That, like the Rambam says, that's the Gra. It's quoted here in the Pinine Mishulchan Agra and Parshas, the end of Parshas Shlach. But says the Rambam, we're not going to spend so much time on this. Why? Because the Rambam writes in the end of Mishnah Torah, studying these areas do not bring to Avas Hashem, do not bring to Yiras Hashem. Nobody knows exactly what's going to be until it happens. So let's just do what we're supposed to do, and that is Torah and Mitzvahs. And don't focus so much on what's going to be. Yeah, the Rambam says this after he explains what's going to be. But that's what the Rambam says. La'olam lo yis'asik adam b'divrei agados, v'lo yarach b'divrei medrashos ha'amurim b'inyonim elu, v'chayotze b'hem, v'lo yisimayim ikar, she'en mevi'im lo lidei ava, v'lo lidei yira, v'chein lo yachshav ha'ketzin. Don't try to figure out when it's going to happen. But we just do our little bit in every couple of months when this comes up in the daf. Okay, so we continue. Four lines from the bottom. Rava Rami. Next Dira. Ksiv ani amisvachaye. Hashem says, I will do tchias amesim. I will kill and then I will bring alive. Viksiv machatzti v'ani arpa. But Hashem says, I will cause those who are sick to become healed. Hashta achyuye machye. Marpi lo kol shagein. If Hashem is going to do tchias amesim, isn't it pretty obvious that he's going to heal those who are sick? You know, bringing somebody back alive is even more. Ella Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, this is what the pasuk means. Ma she'ani meimis, ani mechayeh, kemo she'machatzi v'ani erpa. No, the pasuk means that Hashem will, just like he will heal those who are sick, he will bring alive those who were dead. It doesn't just mean he's going to cause new people to be alive. That's the chiddush. That though, even those who died, you might think that Hashem is going to just make more people live. No, it means that those who died will be brought to live. That's Rashi. Tan Rabbanan, ani amis v'achaye, yachol misa be'echad v'chayim be'echad. Same thing, you might think, death to this one and life to this one. Kederach she'olam noheg, like the world is. Right nowadays, people die and different people are born. Tamalomar machatzti v'ani erpa. No, compare it to that. Ma maka v'refua be'echad, af misa v'chayim be'echad. Mikan shuva la'omrim ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'Torah. Right, this is a pasuk in the end of the Torah, Dvarim Perek Lamed Beis, that's a remes to tchias ha'mesim. Right, ani amis v'achaye. Dabar acher, or a different shot of the pasuk, b'tchila mash ani meimis ani mechaye, or original, first, I will do tchias ha'mesim, v'hader mashem achatzi v'ani erpa, and then I'm going to heal those. Rashi explains, if somebody was blind, they will become alive blind, and then they will be able to see. Right? Add this to the list of the Gemaras and Chazals that talk about how is tchias ha'mesim going to happen. Are we going to look like, when a person died, right? Are they going to look how they look when in their most robust years, in their earlier years, if they were sick? So here it sounds like it's going to be exactly the same, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to heal us. Okay, back to Maseches Pesachim. The Hector Chalava Vechulu, says the Gemara, quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that also, not only is Michui Kravav, is that going to be Doch HaShabbos, but also the burning of the fats. Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. I'm allowed to burn the fats on Erev Pesach. Wait a minute. You're allowed to burn the fats? Why don't you just burn the fat? You could burn the fats all night. So why don't you wait till nighttime after Shabbos, and you don't have to be Mechal Shabbos to burn the fats then? Says the Gemara, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bo Re'eh, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Wow. Look how precious a mitzvah is in its lechatchila time. Shaharei hekter chalavim ve'evarim u'pedarim k'shirim kol ha'layla. You could have waited to do this. Ve'mamtina lehem ad she'techshach. And even though it's only a lechatchila, one is allowed to be docha Shabbos for this lechatchila because of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Remember we don't have time to go into it again, but remember the beautiful piece in Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Brachos and Siman Chav Beis, where he talks about the four principles that overlap in the Rishonim, but he thinks in the Gemara and Chazal, four separate principles. Zriza Magdima L'Mitzvahs, which we had 65 daf ago, right on daf Dalid, Zriza Magdima L'Mitzvahs, that's doing a mitzvah as quickly as you can, where you have a whole day to do it, but just do it quickly. Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashhinan, which comes up in a case where you better do it because you might lose the opportunity later. And then you have Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, right here, which he explains, whenever there's a Lechadchila time to do it, and a B'dieved time to do it in the Lechadchila time. And then number four, Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. When you have different mitzvos in front of you, do the one that comes to you first. Those are all four similar principles. And right here is the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Next, Harkavasa Valasavachulu, the Mishnah said that all these Isurei Drabanan are not Docha Shabbos. Schlepping the Karban Pesach to Yerushalayim, cutting off a wart, right, in an unusual way. All of those, ironically, they're only Asa Drabanan, but they're not allowed to be done, according to the Tanakama. Why? Because you could have done that beforehand. V'raminu, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Erevin, Chotchin Yabelas HaMikdash Avalo Bamedina, you're allowed to cut off warts of Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's only in the Sidur Rabbanan. Ein Shvus BaMikdash. V'im B'Kli Kan V'Kan Aser. But if you're using a Kli, it's a Daraisa. So why does the Mishnah in Psachim, our Mishnah, say that you're not allowed to violate the Sidur Rabbanan, while the Mishnah there in Erevin says you are? So that Gemara in Erevin has the same stira. Right, but and it gave these answers. So a couple, two answers. Number one, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar Idi Yad. Maybe both the Mishnah in Erevin and the Mishnah in Psachim. It's talking about cutting with Yad. Cutting without a kli. It's with your Yad. Habalacha Habiyavesha. But the difference is moist or dry. If it's dry, that's the Mishnah over there in Erevin. It's basically not connected anymore if it's totally dry. And that's why it's mutter totally. It's not even an Issa Drabanan. Mashen Kein here, it is moist, and therefore it is an Issa Drabanan. And not every Shmus is mutter. Right? You should have done it beforehand. The Chad Amar on the other day is Idi V'Idi Balacha. Maybe it's moist in both places. The Lokashik Habiyat Habakli. Our Mishnah is talking about Bikli, so it's a Daraisa. That's why it's not allowed. Over there, the Mishnah in Erevin is Biyad, and that's why it's allowed. Why does each one not hold of the other one? Well, Amanda Amar Habiyad Habikli. My time alo Amar Idi V'Idi Biyad. V'lo Kasha Habalacha Habiyavesha. Why does the opinion that says Yad versus Kli, why doesn't he say the other answer? Amar Lacha Yavesha Mifrach Pricha. No, a dry one totally crumbles, meaning there's no chiddush there. That's not even a wart. It's totally disconnected. If it's a totally dried out wart, so there wouldn't be a chiddush. That's mutter. That's why he doesn't say that pshat. Ulamanda amar idi biyad v'lo kasha habalacha biyavesha. My time alo amar idi balacha v'lo kasha habiyad habakli. So why does the opinion that says yavlacha versus yavesha, why doesn't he say the other one? Amar lacha kli. What, you want to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about kli? Haktani hasam in bekli kanvakan aser. It already mentions it in that Mishnah, in Erevin, that kli is aser. So why would I repeat it here? So v'idach, what about the other opinion? Hadik tani kli hacha, the fact that it says kli here would be aser. Plukta d'rebeliezer v'bishua asal hashminon. It would still be telling me the chiddush in our Mishnah of Rebeliezer and Yeshua, that Rebeliezer would say it is aser, and Rebeliezer would say it is mutter. It is mutter, just like he says other machshir mamutter, and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua would say it's aser. That would be the reason why it would be repeated, to get into the machlokas between Rebeliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Amr Rebeliezer, umaim shchita v'chulu. So what was the conversation? Rebeliezer brought a raya that he was right. Right? What did Rebeliezer say? If shchita... Right, going back to the lashon of the Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer says on the first white line, if shchita, which is an issa d'oraisa, is docha Shabbos, so surely these are d'rabanan, should be docha Shabbos. And what did Rabbi Yeshua answer back to him? Well, yantif will prove that I'm right and you're wrong, because on yantif there are certain malachas d'oraisa that are mutter mishum ochol nefesh, and malachas d'rabanan are not mutter mishum ochol nefesh, even though there's a mitzvah of simchas yantif. And the Mishnah says, Samachem Abeis, you still can't violate the Surah Durabanan. But what's the assumption of that statement? That there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Simchas Yantif, and you have to eat. And yet, these are asr. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua l'taimei, Rabbi Yeshua, who brings a raya, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat, and yet these are asr d'Rabanan, is l'shitaso. D'amar Simchas Yantif nami mitzvah. Simchas Yantif and eating is also a mitzvah. D'tanya, here it is, famous machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ein lo la'adam b'yantif, ela o ochal v'shoseh, o yoshe v'shoneh. On yantif, you have a choice how to partake of the special day. Either ruchnius or gashmius. Whichever one you choose. Rabbi Yeshua omer chalkeyu. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, split it. Chetzi la'achila v'shesiyah v'chetzi la'beis ha'medrus. What's called chetzi la'shem v'chetzi la'chem. Rabbi Yeshua says, split it. Spend some time in gashmius and spend some time in ruchnius. Right, we are, the Margalis HaShas, one of the Rebbe says, because we are human, but we're also malachim, so to speak. We're not mamish angels, but we have a ruchani side. And on Yantif, we have to give hana'a to our malach side, and give hana'a to our behemoth side. And therefore, we are a conglomerate of both. The Ramban writes this on Nasa Adam, B'tzalmenu Kidmusenu. Rashi has his pshat, but the Ramban says Nasa, because we're made up of ruchanis and gashmias. That's the Nasa Adam, that's the plural. So Rabbi Yeshua says we got to give a little bit to each one on Yantif. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikra'echa darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer are based on the same pasuk. Same problem in the psukim. Kasav echad omer atzeres l'Hashem alokecha. One pasuk says that it should be atzeres. Yantif should be an atzeres for you. Right, atzeres means shmini atzeres in the Torah. The kasav echad omer atzeres tielochem should be for you. So, which is it? Is it for you or is it for Hashem? So, Rabbi Eliezer savar o kulo l'Hashem o kulo l'chem. You have a choice. For Rabbi Yeshua savar chalkeyu chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. No. Either or. Who do we paskin like? We paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua in Simon Tav Kuf Chaf Tes. We paskin like Rabbi Yehoshua. Chatzi Lashem is the last Simon in the fifth volume of the Mishnah Brura. Mitzvahs Yantif Lechalko. Chatzi LeBeis HaMedrash. Vechatzi LeAchila V'Shasiya. Va'al Yitzam Tzein Ba'utzahs Yantif. Vetzorach Lechavdu La'anga Gemo Shabbos. And you have to have Lecha Mishnah. And you have to be Kovei Yasuda La'yayin. All the halachas of Yantav apply to Shabbos as well. If you look in the Bir Halacha says here, he starts screaming. He says, if he would scream, Vizet tochachas meruba alzmanenu. This is a tochachas meruba. Shabavonosenu harabim. Harbi anashim over mazeh. V'lo yesimu leiv eichlis naig ba'otzaz beisam laharchik dvar ma'mutarim. He says, many people spend tons of money during the week, not just on Yantav. And you have to have a special day for Yantav. Right? And don't be mitzamsim for Yantav. They'll limit themselves on Yantav. I have a great party during the week. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. Yantav has to be special. We have to spend for this most this special delicacies. It's got to be for Yantav. That's the Mishnah Berurah right there. Then Bir Halacha. B'chatzi Lashem, b'chatzi Lachem. Says the Gemara, there are three exceptions to the rule. Three exceptions where even Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to have some gashmi element. Abam Simon, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakom Odim Ba'at Seres, Sabinan Amilachem. Everybody agrees by Atzeres. So here we just switched. The psukim beforehand were Atzeres, that meant Shmini Atzeres. But in Chazal, Atzeres means Shvuas. On Shvuas, everybody agrees you need Lachem. My Taima, Yom Shnitin Abo Torahu. It's the day the Torah was given. So the Velt asks, the day the Torah was given, so everybody should agree, Ruchnius! Dafka Gashmius? No, Rashi says. Because whenever human beings want to show that they're happy about something, they throw a party. So we want to show that we're happy that we got the Torah. So that's why we throw a party. That's Rashi. Laharos shenoach umikubol yomzeh liYisrael shenitna Torah bo. That's one pshat of why Shavuos. The other deeper pshat why Shavuos requires a chiyuv seuda is because the Ramban at the end of Parshas Mishpatim writes that whenever there is a Kabbalah haTorah, there is a chiyuv seuda. Whenever there's a Kabbalah, that's the marker for a siyum. When you make a siyum, you will makabel the Torah. Mikanos and suda lagamer shel Torah. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, that was a hashlama of Torah in a sense also. So he made a Chanukah Sabayis. Right? When other Achronim see on a deeper level, we're going to have Purim is also an exception in a minute. Also, Purim is also a Kabbalah Satorah. Whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, there's a Chiyuv Seuda. And that's a Siyam, and that's Purim, and that's Shavuos. That's another idea. So that's exception number one, Shavuos. Amar Rabba Hakomodim B'Shabbos, Tabina Nami Lachem. Shabbos is an exception to the rule that Shabbos requires a suda. My time of a karasla Shabbos onik. Period. I forgot one. Rav Shechter writes in one of his svarim, Ikve Atzon, also when you go to a wedding, the Gemara says, Kalam Asameach Chaslam Vakala Zochel Torah. Why is Zochel Torah? When a chazan gets married, he's completes and he's mashlam his chelik in Torah. Right, the Gemara says, figure out how that is. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos. So also there, he has a Kabbalah Torah, and that's why there's a chiyuv to be Mesameachim. And that's why if I'm Mesameachim, I'm Zochet the Torah. Because I'm being Mesameachim in Torah. So you have Purim, and you have Shavuos, and you have a Siyum, and you have a wedding even. That's what he writes in Be'ikve Yatzon. We continue. That's, so you have Shavuos, you have Shabbos, and Amar of Yosef, HaKom Odim B'Purim, Tabina Nami Lachem. Purim too, my Taima, Yimei Mishte, V'Simcha Ksib Bei. Because it's Yimei Mishte V'Simcha, and that is an exception as well. So you have these three exceptions to the rule of Chatzil Hashem V'Chatzil Lachem. The other reason why there's a Chiyuv, the Levush in the Hilchas Chanukah says there's a Chiyuv Suda on Purim and not on Chanukah because Purim was a physical danger and that's why we have a physical celebration. Chanukah was a spiritual one, that's why you have a spiritual celebration. That's the Levush, why there's a Chiyuv Suda on Purim. But the second idea is what we just said, and that is for the Kabbalah Satorah, Hadar Kibluha, B'Yemei Achash Verosh. Maybe one more section. Marbury Duravina, Kula Shasa Aviasa Basanisa. Marbury Duravina, the whole year, he used to fast. Lavarmi Ma'atzarta Upurya Ma'aliyama Dikipuri, except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Those are the 3 days he used to eat. Atzeres Yom Shinina Bo Torah. At Shavuos, because of Kabbalah Satorah. Purya Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha Ksiv. Ma'aliyama Dikipuri, Erev Yom Kippur, because of the mitzvah to eat. The only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. The Tani Chiyav Arav Midifti. Why did the Pasuk say you fast on the 9th? If you only fast on the 10th, if anybody who fasts on the 9th eats on the 9th, it's as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. That's the famous mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Just to end off with the she'iltos, the first she'ilta in Rav Achaigon, the first she'ilta, he quotes the mitzvah of Shabbos, and he quotes an amazing brisa. She'ilta, the mechayev and the beis Yisrael lemeinach biyom adashabsa, tekad barya kutcher brichu la'almi, when Hashem created the world, barya b'shisa yome v'noach biyom adashabsa, he rested on Shabbos, ki'inish, like people, debani besa, v'kad matzvis le'i, v'gomer le'i le'ivite, avet hilula chad yoma. After you finish building a house, you make a party. And you have a Chanukah sabayis. Shabbos is Hashem's Chanukah Sabayis of the world. So every week, when we rest on Shabbos and have a meal on Shabbos, that's the party for Bria Sa'olam. Right? If you finish a house, you make a party. Finish the world, of course you make a party. So our Oneg Shabbos is an acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world. The first page right here in the Sheiltos. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.